And coming in from the sea on the Oregon coast, it's Tom Paxton. Tom, welcome to the Saturday Cafe.
Thanks very much. Nice to be with you.
It's wonderful having you here. I understand that you are receiving a Lifetime Achievement Grammy Award.
Isn't that amazing?
How many times have you been nominated?
I'm telling you, I didn't see that one coming at all. I was absolutely flabbergasted. Or as they say in England, I was gobsmacked.
What does it mean to you, that kind of recognition?
Well, it means everything, Frank, because it's coming from my peers. It's coming from my fellow musicians, you know, and if they think that highly of what I've done all these years, that's as gratifying as it gets, I think.
Well, it seems to me that Tom Paxton Grammy nominations are a fairly common thing, but how many of them have you actually received?
Well, I'm up again this year for Traditional Folk, and that's my fourth nomination.
I started listening to folk music in the late 70s, early 80s. To me, the go-to guy, sort of the definitive political satirical songwriter, will always be Tom Paxton. I remember you saying once that during the height of the Reagan years, that every time you opened the newspaper, it seemed like there were another two or three songs to write. Do you still have that reaction to the news?
But, you know, during the Bush administration, Bush 43, I've really been oversupplied. And, you know, it's not even the stuff that I attach the most importance to. I really, you know, prefer the lyrical songs and stuff are where my heart is. But I get annoyed, and these songs are really kind of my op-ed page pieces, my letters to the editor, if you will. I just have to get them off my chest.
I've heard you refer to them as short shelf life songs.
Yes. Yeah, and boy, most of them are. I mean, I have one about Sarah Palin right now that I don't think I'll be singing for that much longer.
On the other hand, I heard a local band covering I'm Changing My Name to Chrysler just about 3 weeks ago, and it seemed perfectly apropos.
Well, these things do have a way of coming back into relevance, don't they?
They just keep coming back. It's sort of like if you love that politician, pull a chain every 4 years. You know, you can play that one.
It's a great story, too. It's a true story. You know, there is actually a station in Iowa that does that every 4 years on the day of the caucus. They have people vote by when their candidate's name is called. They quickly run and flush their toilets, and they can tell by the drop in water pressure how many people have done it.
Oh, my goodness. Back to Changing My Name to Chrysler, you have updated that song?
Well, I had to, yeah. I mean, back when Bush announced his surge, I got a lot of calls from people saying, you have to update Lyndon Johnson Told the Nation. So I did that. And then when this crash came, I got calls and emails saying it's time for an update on I'm Changing My Name to Chrysler. Listeners might not remember back in 1980, the government provided Chrysler with $2 million, which was an amazing amount then, in loan guarantees to save them from whatever drastic thing was happening. And so I wrote that song saying, you know, how about me? You know, if you're going to bail out Chrysler, bail out me too. And to their credit, they paid the loan back, actually. I mean, I was a little hard on them, I suppose. But now here we go with this one, and now we're talking billions, $750 billion minimum. And once again, I'm saying, you know, while you're at it, how about me?
So the song is I'm Changing My Name to...
Fannie Mae.
Fannie Mae. Tom Paxton on the Saturday Cafe.
Everybody and his uncle is in debt, and the bankers and the brokers are upset. Goldman Sachs's Merrill Lynch's saw themselves as lead pipe cinches. Now they've landed in the biggest screw-up yet. Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns and all their kind have turned out to be the blind leading the blind. They are clearly the nitwittest in survival of the fittest. Let me modestly say what I have in mind. I am changing my name to Fannie Mae. I am changing it to AIG. On this bailout, I am betting just a piece of what they're getting would be perfectly acceptable to me. I am changing my name to Freddie Mac. I am leaving for that great receiving line. I'll be waiting when they hand out 700 million grand. That's when I'll get mine. Since the first amphibian crawled out of the slime, we've been struggling in an unrelenting climb. We were hardly up and walking before money started talking, and it said that failure was the only crime. If you really screwed things up, then you were through. Now, surprise, there is a different point of view. All that crazy Rudy tootin' and that golden parachutin' means that someone's making millions, just not you. So I'm changing my name to Fannie Mae. I am changing it to AIG. On this bailout, I am betting just a piece of what they're getting would be perfectly acceptable to me. I am changing my name to Freddie Mac. I am leaving for that great receiving line. I'll be waiting when they hand out 700 million grand. That's when I'll get mine. I'll be waiting when they hand out 700 million grand out. That's when I'll get mine.
And my guest on the Saturday Cafe today is Fannie Mae. No, Tom Paxton.
Just call me Tom Fannie Mae Paxton.
And actually, I think Freddie Mac might be.
Freddie Mac is in there. AIG is in there. All the usual suspects.
You are in Florence this weekend for the Winter Folk Festival.
Yes, and boy, is it nice. I mean, all of us musicians are in this rented house, which is overlooking the Pacific and watching the waves roll in. It's living pretty high for me. It's great to be here. I have my friends from Portland, Steve Einhorn and Kate Power, playing with me. And Barry McGuire is here in the house, and we had never met in all these decades. And so we're having a good time getting to know each other.
One of the things that the festival does is puts music in the schools. You did some children's concerts yesterday. How were those?
They were fabulous. They bust in a whole bunch of kids for a morning and afternoon, and they sang their heads off. They've all been learning some of my songs, like The Marvelous Toy, Going to the Zoo, and a couple others, and also Peace Will Come, and they sang them at the top of their lungs. It was really great.
I hear from people who think that, say, hip-hop is the end of civilization, that kids just don't know how to sing anymore. Have kids really changed that much in the last...
Not in the slightest. Kids still love to sing. People, you know, people get all excited about what the... top popular music, business stuff is, and kids don't care about that. Kids love to sing. They still love to sing sassy songs that they make up themselves, mm-hmm. about teachers. Kids are kids.
Kids love foolishness and clever wordplay too.
They love foolishness. They love to be surprised by humor. And they love to sing loud.
It's a wonderful thing. You are performing tonight at the Winter Folk
tonight
Festival.
Tonight will be my regular show, and I think I mentioned earlier, I have Steve Einhorn and Kate Power from Portland playing with me, and that we've played together before, although not for several years now. So we're having a good time rehearsing and getting it back in into fighting trim, but I think we'll be ready by tonight.
Should people expect old favorites or new favorites?
Some old favorites, some new songs. There will be several songs, of course, from Comedians and Angels, and you know, about five or six of the really old favorites that people would be disappointed if they didn't hear, and then the rest of it's basically stuff over the last 10 years, I should think. And a couple short shelf life songs. I mean, I'll do my Sarah Palin song and my Fannie Mae song, mm-hmm. For sure.
You have to do Sarah Palin while people still remember who she is.
Yes. Well, mercifully, we'll forget soon, I think.
Well, thank you very much for joining me on the Saturday Cafe. I really appreciate it.
Great to be with you.
It's wonderful after all this time to finally get Tom Paxton on the show. Let us close with an old favorite of mine and of a lot of people's, in fact. The Eugene Peace Choir made this one of the first songs that they learned in choral setting. Peace Will Come.
Oh, thanks.
And thank you.
Okay.